Hey, how's it going? Oh, it's been a while, hasn't it? I missed you, so I thought I'd come hang out at your place and just kind of drop by uninvited, but you know, you never minded it before, so I just kind of thought it was something special and I brought a gift for you. It's not much, but I cooked it up real quick. I thought, hey, what's the best gift I could get my lovely girlfriend, and I came up with chocolate. I know I'm probably not the most creative one of it, but you know, I did my best with it. Hopefully it tastes decent, and chocolate's harder to make than I thought it was. Nearly burned down the kitchen, but at least I did it manly. That's kind of my thing. And besides, it gave me an excuse to come over here, right? Hopefully you don't mind it, and besides, I thought, lately, I didn't give you enough time. I kind of made it as an apology, too, because I want to spend a lot of my free time with you, but it's just so hard with all the hero work coming in lately. The League of Villains, they've been crazy. And honestly, it's been a whirlwind. I don't mind it. Helps me to understand what I need to do. But it takes away from the time that I get to spend with you, so I wanted to really make today count. So what are you waiting for? Try it. I'm sure you'll love it. Besides, it's, it's dark chocolate. I like dark chocolate because the, like, mixture of the bitterness and sweet. Kind of like life. How you get some good days, some bad days, but it makes the good days sweeter because you have the bad days. Maybe that's just me. It's fine. Honestly, I wanted to also, well, come over because sometimes you just need a recharge. Being away and living far away is kind of, it gets old and you just get tired of it. At least I do, so I figured you probably felt the same way. I mean, I might be one crazy boyfriend, but at least I try my best with it, and I really do. I hope it matters, but honestly, I'll still keep trying my best. Till the day I die, which hopefully is a long way off. Hey, maybe my quirk's got a secret about it, and I'll just never die. Maybe yours does too. A lot of people are afraid of death. I don't really fear it, but I don't like it either. It separates people. And frankly, I never want to be separated from you because you're my real love, not just some kind of crush. I'm very adamant about these things. My trials and tribulations all just kind of melt away. When I'm with you, it just feels so carefree, so nice, and it makes me excited too. Just one look, and I can tell I'm the luckiest man in the world. Cause, well, nobody has a girlfriend as cool as me. And that quirk, baby, you're awesome. Well, now that we've gotten, well, how I feel out of the way, you've been acting a little strange lately. Is everything okay? It was because I missed you and I wanted to check up on you. Now, I'm no expert at judging people by text or over the phone, but that's exactly why I have to be in person. Things done over distance, just, they don't have the same direct approach I like. I really love to be there with you, and I hope it matters to you that I'm here with you now. So, if there's any problems, you just lay it on me. Doesn't matter how much. Go ahead, I can take anything. I'm the toughest man there is. I mean, think about it. Bakugo can't even break me. Well, not easily anyways. Yeah. Anyways, what is it that's been going on with you? Oh, I see. so it's been kinda tough lately. I had no idea. Did you just not want to tell me because you knew I was busy? Well, that's awfully considerate of you, but don't forget we're a team in this. You can tell me whatever you want, anytime you want. I'll always be on your side and always try and be your hero. But enough of that. Let's get some food for you. Want me to cook you something? Yeah, maybe that is abrupt. I just kind of thought about it because you look hungry. You're not hungry? Really? That's kind of surprising because usually that look means you're hungry. Wait a second. Don't tell me you're hungry for something else. Fine. I don't mind. I never do. It's not something I'm really used to or anything yet, but I love anything I can get my hands on that we can do together. So, I guess we go up here now. To your room? Okay. Second time's the charm? I think. So, just, I don't know, follow my lead. It's kind of crazy how since we've been dating, it's just so many things that have changed in my life, and I'm really grateful to have met you. Though, I'll admit, you probably know more about this kind of thing than me. I spend too much time practicing that I don't really, well, have time for things like this usually. Does that make sense? Hopefully I'm not too weird. Wow, your room never ceases to amuse me. You've got things that I never would expect you to have. You see you on the surface, and then you'd never think that beneath the surface of this beautiful, wonderful girlfriend is all these different things. There's so many different things you like. You're definitely not like the other girls. And I love that about you. It makes me happy. And when I look into your eyes, it gives me a lot of hope that no matter what, we'll make it through. We're tough ones, and I believe in us. So just keep on believing in me. Well, us too. I just kind of meant that in general, and yeah, you're right. Oh, sorry. Did my tooth cut you? Here, I'll take care of it. How is it? Your lips are so tasty. Even when you're bleeding a little bit. That's kind of impressive. But it was barely even a cut, so maybe that's why. So, you look like you have a pretty smug look on your face, considering You just got kissed. So what's that supposed to mean, love? Don't tell me. You've got some devious idea swirling in your head or something. Well, I guess it doesn't surprise me. Go ahead, spit it out. You might as well. We're gonna be here all night if you don't. Looks like someone's challenging me. You trying to keep your mouth shut? Well, I'm gonna make you have to open your mouth. Blame yourself for this one. I'm challenging you to a competition. I'm gonna lick you down there and you can... I don't have to explain this, so I'm just gonna do it. Up you go! And if you feel like it, you can suck my... well, you know. See how strong I am? I can lift you up upside down like this. And I can also do this. I see you're not going down without a fight. I really can't get enough of your flower. Now I gotta attack your weak point. So much. Damn, you really went at my cock like that, didn't you? And I didn't even use my quirk. You really made me rock hard. It's all your pussy's fault. I gotta teach it some manners. You better hang on tight. It's gonna be a bumpy ride. You're really clamping down with that pussy of yours, aren't you? You must not want to lose, eh? Well, I don't want to lose either. Can you feel your clit grinding against me? You getting all your juices all on my cock like that? It's incredibly lewd. Don't be silly. I'm just getting started. I could take more. I could take more. Damn. Feels really good when you come on my cock like that. It felt so good I couldn't hold back. Look at that. It's still leaking. Can you believe all that white stuff fit inside? Oh my goodness. Don't get too addicted with your nether lips now. Fine. We'll just have to go around two. Now you've done it. Now I'm gonna have to go at it again, just to show you how manly I am. Let's go!